was you. As she turned the corner, I called out her name. I felt so ashamed when it wasn't you. It wasn't true. Sweet memories of being with you. I just can't go on living life as I do, comparing teacher to you, knowing they just won't do.
In just a minute, it's the Aldridge Family on NBC. Academy Award time is with us again, and it's the period of the year when everyone is wondering who will win the Oscar. Why don't you listen to the Academy Award presentation next Thursday night on NBC and find out. Of course, each weekday, NBC brings great listening into your home, too. There's Bob Hope and Dave Garraway with easygoing shows, your daily visit with One Man's Family, and the latest foreign report with Morgan Beatty's News of the World, as well as John Cameron Swayze's capsule commentary each evening. Check your newspaper and tune to this station. Now it's the Aldridge Family on NBC.
Henry! Henry Aldridge!
Coming, Mother!
Yes, it's the Aldridge Family is transcribed, written by Clifford Goldsmith. Whatever your teenage years were, hectic, adventuresome, or shining, you can never forget them. They're an important part of you. And whenever you go back to them in memory, you always find a typical boy like Henry Aldridge right in the middle of them. Scene opens at the Aldridge telephone. The time is evening.
Hello? Hello, is this Lucy Smith?
Huh?
Lucy, this is Henry. Did I by any chance leave my Latin book at your house this afternoon? Well, you sure I didn't leave it out in your kitchen? Well, has your mother been in or around your refrigerator lately?
Henry, ask her whether she's seen my Latin book, too.
Homer, keep quiet. Hello, Lucy. Look, if you do find one, could you give me a ring?
Henry, does she think she can find it?
Goodbye. Homer, do you realize that whenever I talk on the phone, all you do is stand there and ask questions?
Well, gee whiz, you never tell me anything. Who are you going to call next?
Never mind. Hello?
Oh, who, Henry? Can't you tell me who?
Elm 3.
Operator, give me Elm 227.
Henry?
Mother, I think I'm on the trail. You just go on reading your paper.
Henry, do you mean to say you haven't found your Latin book yet?
Well, not yet exactly, Mother.
Well, you better not let your father hear you haven't found it.
Well, there isn't anything to worry about, Mrs. Aldridge. It'd be different if we didn't know where we went today.
Well, just the same, Henry. Better find it in a hurry.
Hello, Aunt Harriet. This is Henry.
Henry who?
Henry, your nephew. Don't you remember Aunt Harriet?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello. Now, look, have you happened by any chance to see Cicero around your house?
Oh.
Cicero. Yeah, we've been studying him this year.
Oh, you know,
just a minute. Homer, what does our Latin book look like?
What do you mean? Like a book.
What color? What color?
Is it black?
Black? I thought it was sort of...
Harry, it's brown, isn't it? A nice sort of brown with Cicero printed on it.
Hello, Aunt Harriet, brown. And there were two of them, Homer's and mine.
Have you seen them, Henry?
Well, have you been in or around your refrigerator lately?
I'll ask her whether she's had her dinner yet.
Thanks, Aunt Harriet. Goodbye.
Henry.
Homer, be looking up another number.
Henry.
Yes, Father?
You and Homer still out there at that ball?
Henry, I think I'll go outside and sit on the front porch for a while.
Yeah, but Homer.
Henry.
Yes, Father, just a minute.
Number three.
It's just a question of time, and I'll have the darn thing.
Number three.
Operator, give me Elm 344.
Elm 344.
Yes, please.
The whole trouble is, Henry, that you don't pay attention to anything you do. There it is, the night before you have to get an 88 on an examination to bring your average up to pass.
Father, I don't like to contradict you, but all I need to pull me through is a flat 85. I spent nearly an hour this afternoon figuring it out.
Hello?
Hello, Eleanor, this is Henry.
Instead of figuring out a thing like that, you could have been looking for your Latin.
Just a minute, Eleanor. Sure, Father, I agree with you absolutely. Eleanor, have you seen my Latin book?
Has she?
Yes. Eleanor, when we were in your kitchen and we put the ice tray back, did we put anything else in with it? Well, like a Cicero.
What'd you do this afternoon? Visit every refrigerator in town?
Oh. Well, goodbye, Father. I mean, Eleanor.
You see that, Henry? Your mind isn't on a single thing you do.
Father, this isn't the result of anything my mind did.
I agree. It's what your mind doesn't do.
But, Father, don't you see? There's a swell chance they may not even need my Latin book tonight.
Why not?
Because I'm not even sure we're going to have an exam tomorrow.
What do you mean by that?
Well... Homer, isn't there a possibility that we don't have an exam until day after tomorrow?
Henry, you've asked me that three times. Miss Wheeler said it was tomorrow's second period, and that's all there is to it.
Are you sure, Homer? Because my father's standing right here. Quos quae tandem abutere Catalina patientia nostra. There, Homer, what does that mean?
Go on and finish it.
I have finished it. Quos quae tandem abutere Catalina patientia nostra. That means, Homer, how long will you abuse our patience, O Catalan?
It does?
Sure. Now, can you give it to me?
Sure. O Catalan. O Catalan. Henry, could you read it again, please?
The whole thing?
Well, of course not the whole thing. You think I'm dumb? Just give me the first word.
Quosque, quosque.
Oh, yes, quosque.
Look, Homer, does this give you any hint as to what it is? When you measure something, what's the first thing you want to know?
Where's the ruler?
No, Homer. Supposing you've got the ruler, what's the next thing you want to know? What is it you ask yourself?
Henry, are you sure that's Cicero you're reading?
Sure, Homer, sure. It's your own book. Didn't my mother just find it down in the preserve closet? Now listen carefully and see whether this brings back anything. Quos quae tandem abutere.
Give me one more clue.
Homer, if I give you any more, I've given you the whole thing.
Well, no, I won't, Henry. Honest, I won't. A Catalina is measuring something. I know that.
No, Homer.
Listen, Henry, how long are you going to hold out on me?
Homer, you got the whole thing.
What whole thing?
Well, you just said it. How long will you abuse our patience, Catalina?
Well, honey, I knew that part all right, but is that all there is to it?
Sure, it's as easy as rolling off a log.
Henry!
Let's not talk so loud, Homer. My folks have gone to bed. Now for the next one.
Henry, are you sure tomorrow's exam covers the first three orations?
Well, I heard her say the first three. Now listen. Habit, excessive, evasive, erupted.
Homer,
it means he departed, he withdrew, he went out, he broke forth.
Sure, and it's just what I was going to say.
You're crazy.
I am not. I knew it all the time.
All right, I'll read it again. Abbott, excessive, evasive, erupted. What does it mean?
What's so tough about that?
All right, tell me what it means.
Sure. He came in, he fell down, he got up, he fell down. Now, is that someone calling?
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay, shoot me another. I'm getting hot.
Henry, do you realize what time it is?
What time, Mother?
Lord, it's just a little after 10, isn't it?
It's 20 minutes to 12. And you promised me that if I let Homer stay here overnight, you'd behave yourselves.
But, Mother, all we've been doing is sitting here quietly with Cicero.
Sure, Mrs. Aldrich.
I'm sorry, but you were talking as loud as you could. And what's more, it doesn't seem to me that you should have to study as late as this.
But, Mother, you have no idea what a stiff exam Miss Wheeler can give.
Well, it shouldn't be stiff if you'd paid attention.
Alice, will you please come to bed?
Sam, I'm talking to the boys.
I'd like to get back to sleep.
Mother, I have paid attention, but Miss Wheeler double-crossed us.
I'll say she did.
What do you mean she double-crossed you?
Well, Mother, she stood up in class after we're almost through with the last three orations of Cicero and announces that the examination will cover the first three.
Sure, and we haven't looked at those since last term.
And she didn't give you any advance warning?
No, Mrs. Aldrich, not since February.
Sure. And here we are stuck when we ought to be in bed.
Henry, go to bed.
Yes, Sam, he's going.
But, Mother, don't you realize that if we don't study this, our whole year's work will be in vain? Father, you know what Father's going to do.
But, Henry...
And, Mrs. Aldrich, this is one course I don't want to have to take over again.
Oh, I'd like to say something to both of you.
But listen, Mother...
No, wait, Henry, let me explain this to her.
Oh, listen, Homer. What does this mean?
In Romuli Fice.
What that means? Among the dregs of Romulus.
Good, that's swell. And how about Homer? Homer, are you asleep?
Listen, Henry, stop shaking me.
Not so loud, Homer. You want to wake my folks?
I wasn't talking loud.
Well, you are now, and it's 2:10.
Okay. Give me that last sentence again. Homer, why don't we be sensible?
Why don't we set the alarm for 7:00 and finish in the morning? Homer? Homer, do you realize you've got your head right in the middle of my collection of rocks? And Homer, some of those are valuable.
Give me that sentence again, Henry.
Didn't she hear what I said, Homer?
Rocky or what?
I said, let's quit and go down and get something to eat.
Oh, boy. Do you have any breakfast cereal? You know, the kind I like?
Sure. I think I'll have some myself.
With plenty of milk on it.
And cream.
Oh, wait till I set this alarm for 7.
Listen, Henry, how about setting it for 7:05? I need to sleep.
Homer, we've got work to do.
What time
is it, Sam?
9:20. I ought to be at the office by now.
My goodness, I ought to be getting ready to go out myself.
Yeah, it's a wonder either one of us woke up this morning after being kept awake all night by the boys. What time did they finally stop wrestling?
Sam, they weren't wrestling.
Alice, I heard them myself. Homer kept yelling at the top of his lungs. He'd come in, he'd fall down, he'd get up. Then he'd do it all over again.
Now, dear.
Why, didn't you hear them? How'd they look when they had breakfast?
Well, I didn't see them at breakfast. They must have come down quite early.
Yes?
Yes, I was just going to call them when I happened to find their cereal dishes out by the sink. And, Sam, I have never been so upset about anything in all my life.
What about?
I imagine their Latin teacher giving them an exam they had to sit up half the night studying for.
I still say that if Henry had paid attention, a thing like that wouldn't happen.
Dear, under ordinary circumstances, I'd agree with you. But their teacher double-crossed them. Henry explained the whole thing to me.
Shh, Alice.
Yes, Sam?
Listen. Did I hear someone moving around up there?
Well, I certainly don't hear anything. It couldn't be Mary. She left the house at least 10 minutes ago. And, Sam, you didn't let me finish. I'm going down and see Miss Wheeler today.
Who's Miss Wheeler?
Henry's Latin teacher. I think it's time I had a heart-to-heart talk with her.
Hey, Homer.
Yes? Homer, wake up.
Henry?
Hey, what's that? Did the alarm go off?
Not yet. I woke up about 5 minutes ago.
Gee whiz, is it raining out?
Not so loud, homie. Do you want to wake up my whole family? It isn't raining. The shades are down.
Oh.
What time is it anyhow?
There's the clock right there.
7:50.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
What's the matter?
Oh, no. Well, I thought when I first looked at it, it said 25 minutes to 10.
That's a funny thing, Homer, but so did I. Come on, let's tiptoe down to the kitchen in our pajamas and get some breakfast.
All right. How about a little more of that cereal and some bananas?
We haven't got any bananas. Quiet now, Homer. As soon as we get through, we'll come back and finish studying.
Okay.
You know, it's funny, but I feel as refreshed as though I slept until 9 or 10 o'clock.
You...
Homer, don't trip on these stairs. You'll wake everybody up.
Timmy, ask me what Quosque Tandem and all that sort of thing means.
What does it mean?
It's how long will you abuse our patients, Catiline?
That's swell, Homer. Just a second while I put in a telephone call.
At this hour of the morning, who are you going to call?
I think they'll be up by now.
Number 3.
Elm 753. Elm 753.
Elm 753.
Quiet! I mean, that's all right. Go ahead and ring him.
Will you please tell me who you're calling?
Homer, I think I know where I left my Cicero yesterday. Remember when we dropped into Jimmy Bartlett's for a second?
Hello?
Oh, is this Mrs. Bartlett?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, this is Henry Aldridge. Did you find a Latin book anywhere around your kitchen?
Henry, could you speak up a little?
Well, I would, Mrs. Bartlett, but I don't want to wake my folks up. No, they're just getting a good night's sleep. I'll tell you, can I speak to Jimmy, please?
Jimmy? He's
left for
school.
What's that?
He's left the car. He left a long time ago.
Gee whiz, what time do you have to be there?
It's
9 o'clock. Well, I know, but... What time is it now?
It's 5:10.
Wait, a what?
What?
Homer, do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
Mother!
What time is it?
Mother!
Yeah, I asked you what time it is.
Mother! Mary!
Mrs. Aldridge! Mother! Hey, Henry, slow down away from me!
What's the matter with you, Homer? Can't you run?
With that dress in such a hurry, look at me. I got my shoes on the wrong feet.
Why worry about a little thing like that? Don't you realize the exam started 15 minutes ago?
Henry, wait, your pajamas are showing.
Where?
Below your pants. Stop and pull them up.
I haven't got time.
Henry, don't go in that door. That's the girls' entrance.
Homer, what difference does it make at a time like this? Come on.
We'll open it.
Fine, too.
Slow up, can you see that? Now we've lost more time.
Boy, that's open. I forgot doors in school to open out.
Listen, Henry, don't you pay attention to anything.
Where are the stairs? Where are the stairs?
I don't know. How would I know where they are?
Homer, don't go through that door. That's the girl, Jim.
I know.
Who's the slow-looking girl at a parallel bar?
Hey!
Homer, quit it. Come on. Let's try this way.
Boy, are my feet blistered.
Same here. We should have brought our socks along with us. Come on up these stairs.
Henry, don't you see that sign? It says down only.
Homer, stop criticizing everything and come on.
Where does that door go to?
He was in the clear.
You mean we're outdoors again?
Oh, in the main hall. There's Miss Wheeler's room right over there.
Don't make so much noise. You wanted to notice us when we go in?
Wait a second, Homer. Wait a second. We gotta sign our names on this bulletin board before we go in.
Oh, yeah. Well, sign mine. Hurry up.
Wait a second. Hey, Homer, how does my hair look?
Why worry about a thing like that?
You should see yours. Just pull up your pajamas and come on. Quiet, Homer, quiet.
Gee, where's Miss Wheeler?
I don't know. Hey! Hey, Lucy!
Why?
Where's Miss Wheeler?
She got called down to the office.
She did? Boy, are we in luck. Has the exam started?
Yes, the papers are up there on the desk.
Come on, Henry, let's get them and get started. The period's almost half through. Boy, I wish I'd had time to eat some breakfast. My stomach's turning over.
Henry, your pajamas are slipping off, too.
The point is this, Miss Wheeler.
Yes, Mrs. Aldridge.
Well, I do appreciate your coming down here to the office when I know you're holding an examination upstairs. But don't you think there's something wrong when a boy has to study half the night and then get up practically before sunrise and study some more?
I do indeed, Mrs. Aldrich. and I hope you won't misunderstand. But my observation has been that Henry doesn't pay as much attention as he should.
Miss Wheeler, if Henry were the only one who had to study practically all night, it would be different. But Homer Brown stayed up just as late and was up again at sunrise.
Mrs. Aldrich, I hope you won't misinterpret what I'm about to say. But Homer Brown doesn't pay any better attention than your son does. And incidentally, if you would care to look on that desk, you will find Henry's copy of Cicero. It was found in DeHaven's drugstore yesterday.
Oh, really? Oh, well, naturally I realize Henry isn't perfect, Miss Wheeler. But don't you think that if a subject is made interesting, young people will take an interest in it?
I appreciate your frankness, Mrs. Aldrich. And I certainly hope you won't think I'm in any way criticizing. But when Henry finished his theater class last year, I went to Mr. Bradley and I told him I felt it was extremely unwise for us to permit him to take Cicero this year.
Just how do you expect Henry to get into college without Cicero?
By working, Mrs. Aldrich. By working very hard.
I see. Is there a public telephone here I might use?
Miss Shay, would you please show Mrs. Aldrich where the telephone is?
Well, there's a booth right over here in the corner, Mrs. Aldrich.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good day, Miss Wheeler.
Goodbye, Mrs. Aldrich.
What's the matter with her?
Is it my fault her son had to sit up all night getting ready for tomorrow's exam?
Tomorrow? I thought you were giving exams today.
I am, but only in Julius Caesar. Cicero is tomorrow.
We'll return to the Aldrich family in just a moment. Tonight, Theater Guild on the Air raises the curtain on another fine dramatic presentation by some of the superb actors the Guild has teamed up with the outstanding plays of the past and present. Tonight's play is The Square Peg, starring Thomas Mitchell, Thelma Ritter, and Jane Wyatt. And of course, no Sunday would be complete without a visit to those two happy householders, Phil Harris and Alice Faye. This curly-headed wonder of the airwaves can usually get himself involved in something that requires Alice's talented hand to unravel. Then your two regular NBC thrillers, Dragnet and Barry Craig, confidential investigator, come along next. Barry, played by William Gargan, clears up a thrilling mystery, while Dragnet, with Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday, offers another case history from the files of the Los Angeles police. So stay tuned to NBC on Sunday nights for the tops in radio entertainment. Now, getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Due to the fact that Henry and Homer overslept this morning, they arrived at school 20 minutes late and have gone in to take the wrong Latin exam. Mrs. Aldrich, who assumes that they got up in time, has taken their side in the trouble that follows. This scene opens in the examination room.
Boy, oh boy.
Oh, we're not so loud.
Henry, did you ever see a tougher exam?
I'll say.
I don't recognize any part of it.
Boy, Homer, am I hungry. I'm so hungry, everything's spinning.
Henry, have you answered any?
Not yet. Maybe these are on the pages we were going to study this morning, but didn't.
Hey, Henry, here's one I recognize. Here's one.
Which one is it?
Winnie Weedy Wiki.
What the hell?
Well, sure, don't you remember? He came in, he fell down, he got up, he went out.
Homer, don't tell me. Don't tell me. That's cheating.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley, but did you send for me?
Yes, Miss Wheeler. Come right in. Tell me, have you Henry Aldrich's and Homer Brown's examination papers with you?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. I sent the boys home with them.
Oh, dear. That's too bad.
I didn't know you wanted to see them, Mr. Bradley. I also gave Henry his copy of Cicero. His mother left in the telephone booth.
Well, I'm sorry about the papers because Henry's father and Homer's father are dropping in for a talk in a few minutes.
You don't say so.
I thought they might find those examination papers rather enlightening.
You mean the fact that they took an exam in Caesar and thought it was in Cicero?
Yes. But never mind. I sent for Miss Johnson to come in. That will help some.
Yes, Mr. Bradley. You're referring, of course, to that awful thing Henry and Homer did this morning.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm certainly glad you're going to report them. If Mr. Aldrich and Mr. Brown think for 1 minute that this school...
Excuse me, Mr. Bradley. But, Mr. Aldrich and Mr. Brown are here to see you.
Thank you, Miss Shay. Please show them in.
Mother, could I have just one more sip, please?
Here you are, dear. Now, put your head back on the pillow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just when did this awful headache begin, Henry?
Well, it's a funny thing, Mother. Just as I began taking that Latin exam, everything began to spin.
With me, Mrs. Aldridge, I began to spin... Boy, I'm still spinning.
Well, you just stay in that bed over there, Homer, and Henry, you stay in this bed, and you're both going to feel just fine.
And I don't have to go home and tell my folks that... I don't have to go home and tell them?
No, Homer, I'll phone them.
But when you do, Mrs. Aldridge, would you mind not mentioning my Latin exam? Because my father was sort of counting on me not having a breakdown until school was over for the year.
Yes, Sam, are you back?
Henry, come get him. I want to see him.
He's right here, dear.
Tell him to come down here.
Why, Father?
Dear, he can't possibly come. You'll have to come up here.
Up there? Where is he? What's the reason he can't come down?
You're right here.
I want to have a talk with him.
Hello, Father.
Henry, what are you doing in your mother's bed?
Why,
And who's that in my bed?
Hello, Mr. Aldrich.
Now, Sam, let's not talk quite so loud. Both of the boys are feeling just terrible.
I should think they would. I should think they'd want to crawl right under the bed.
Why, Father?
Yes, I ought to take you out of school and put you to work.
Why, Sam Aldrich...
Now, listen, you realize what's happened to me? Do you realize?
Well, dear, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Didn't you phone and ask me to go over and have a talk with Mr. Bradley? And didn't Will Brown and I go?
Oh, boy.
Now, dear, you're Henry's father. And it was your duty to go and get things straightened out.
I got them straightened out, Alice. I have never been so humiliated, so chagrined.
So what, Mr. Aldrich?
We'll skip the fact that after studying Caesar for 2 years and Cicero for 1 year, you boys don't know the difference between the two.
Did they tell you about that?
They did.
Well, Father, it isn't as though I didn't know the difference. As a matter of fact, when I walked into the examination, I noticed all the faces were different.
Well, sure. We thought they were taking makeup exams.
Sam, what happened?
Alice, don't you get into this. I'm skipping the fact that you left Henry's Latin book in the phone booth.
Oh, is that where I left it?
Mother, how did you happen to do a thing like that?
We'll skip everything except two questions. First, what were you boys doing prowling through the girls' gymnasium trying to flirt? Flirt, mind you, with Miss Johnson, the girls' gym teacher.
When did we ever do that, Mr. Aldrich? When did we ever do that?
What, have you even whistled at her?
Was that Miss Johnson on the parallel bar?
And second, who, may I ask, is going to pay for your tutoring during Easter vacation?
For tutoring, Father? What tutoring?
What do you mean, what tutoring? The tutoring that you signed up for.
Where, Mr. Aldrich?
On the bulletin board. I saw your signature with my own eyes right outside the open bathroom.
Is that what we signed?
Not for the course in Caesar. Not for the course in Cicero. But for the course in advanced trigonometry.
Trigonometry? Now, listen, Henry, did you sign my name to that?
He did, Homer. And, Henry, that's exactly what you get for not paying attention. I'll answer the phone. It's probably the police.
The police, Father? Did you report me to the police?
I did not. But on top of everything else, when I got home a few minutes ago, I found the car had been stolen.
Mr. Aldrich, I didn't even touch it. I've been right up here in bed all the time.
Sam, how could anyone have taken it out of our garage?
Hello?
Central High School,
ma'am. This is Mr. Aldrich. Now what happened?
Mr. Aldrich, I'm sorry, but Mr. Bradley wants to know whether you can come down here and let him out.
Let him out? Let him out?
Yes, you left your car right in front of the driveway, and it's locked, and we can't move it.
Well, I'll be right over.
Sam, who was it?
Nothing, not a thing. They just found my car.
They did Father where?
If you know what's good for you, young man, you'll get out of bed and study your Cicero right now.
But, Father, that's the beautiful part of it. We've got the first three orations all studied.
Henry, it might interest you to know that your examination tomorrow is not on the first three orations, but on the last three.
The last three? The last three, Mr. Aldridge? Jesus, what am I getting out of bed for?
Henry, that's the doorbell. You have your bathrobe on. Go down and see who it is.
Yes, Mother.
And here, take your sister over.
Oh, yes, sure. Thank you very much. Come on, Homer.
Now, this, I never want to live through another day like this.
You know, I had a feeling all the time you didn't pay any attention to what Miss Wheeler said about the exam.
Why? I, Henry?
Oh, boy. What's the matter? Here, look through the window by the front door. Look who's out there. Oh, boy, Homer, it's Miss Wheeler. Henry, I'm going down to the basement. Wait a second, Homer, you gotta stay here and face her. How do you do, Henry?
How do you do, Miss Wheeler? I'm very sorry to have to bother you, but do you happen to have those examination questions you answered today?
Oh, yeah, sure. They're right here in the Cicero.
Yeah, we've been sort of looking them over and realizing what a mistake we made.
Really? I don't know what that was. When I gave them to you, I just wasn't paying attention. Did you read what was written on the back of them?
No, Miss Wheeler, we had a hard enough time reading what was on the front.
May I have them, please?
Oh, sure, here.
Thank you so much. These questions on the back are for your examination tomorrow. Goodbye.
What's that?
You mean... Listen, Homer, why don't you ever pay attention to anything?
Red Cross disaster plans have always been developed on the assumption that it can happen here. This means a big volunteer job for a great many people. At the same time, it offers everyone an opportunity to be trained and ready to do a job in case of a local or national emergency. Disaster preparedness is emergency preparedness. Your help is needed. Call the Red Cross and offer your services also. And don't forget, this is Red Cross Month. Won't you be generous in your 1953 contribution to the Red Cross Fund Appeal? Answer the call. Give generously. The Aldridge Family is transcribed. It's written by Clifford Goldsmith. Henry is played by Bobby Ellis and Homer by Jack Grimes. Mr. and Mrs. Aldridge are House Jameson and Barbara Robbins. Your announcer is Dick Dudley. Listen again next week, same time, same station, for another sparkling half hour with the Aldrich Family.
Good night, everybody.
Tonight, it's the Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show on NBC.